message today about sweet things. Y'all like sweet things? You like sweet people? Do you like sweet honey? May the Lord help us. I was so inspired with this little message about sweet things. Psalms 19. We'll start Psalm 19. Let's start with the whole chapter. I love this chapter, this whole chapter of Psalm 19. But I won't go into all of it, but just start at verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Now that should help change our lives by us being willing and obedient. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. You know, that's the laws and statutes and commandments and judgments and precepts and ordinances and laws and truth, and the word of God is sweet to your heart and mind. I want to encourage you, young people, if you want something that's sweet and enjoyable, here it is. In the Holy Scriptures, Paul said to Timothy, he said, you've been from a child. You've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith that's in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I tell you, dear ones, it's sweet to read the Holy Bible. I enjoy it. It's getting richer and sweeter to me the older I get. How about y'all? Well, it is. It's wonderful. The laws and the statutes and the teachings and the doctrines. And you take the book of Psalms. Why, that book, oh, that's wonderful. Just get it in your mind and in your heart. The first psalm. Oh, that's such a good psalm. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Why? Because it's so sweet. It's so enjoyable. It's so uplifting. It's so encouraging. I tell you, I feel sorry for people that all they feed on is the old television and all these old filthy magazines and books and all these things. I feel sorry for people. It's just trash. I've found the thing that'll be beneficial and helpful and encouraging and comforting to my soul as I go through life and its experiences. So may the Lord help us here. Sweeter they are. More to be desired than gold. Oh, who wants old gold anyway? Why, it's all going to perish. But here's something that's never going to be destroyed, never perish. The laws and statutes and judgments and commandments and precepts and ordinances of our gracious God. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. You know, honey is a wonderful product. I've got some more scriptures on that. Let's go to Psalms 104 and 34. Oh, I appreciate the goodness of God. Lord is so good to us. Psalms 104 and 34. I appreciate the goodness of God. I'm glad to be here at the Monarch. I really look forward to coming. My meditation of Him. Well, let's read above that a little bit. Verse 33. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Say, you know what? The older I get, the more I enjoy our sacred hymns. I feast on them. They're on my mind constantly. I love to sing them. Do you? You too love to sing these wonderful hymns. And not only in our book, but we've got other books. I tell you, I've got so many hymn books, it's a sight. I just love them. I just love these hymns. People have written these songs way back in the 1800s. And they're gone from this life. But their works go on in these songs. Oh, I just love these songs. There's a lady, Leila. But there's just different people that's written songs way back in the early days, and they're still being published, and they're just wonderful. They're sweet. They're sweet. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of Him shall be sweet. I love to meditate and think about Jesus. You know, He was a sweet person. You believe in Jesus? You boys believe in Jesus? You believe Jesus was really the Son of God? Really? Well, I tell you, I do too. I believe every word I read, the Bible tells me about Jesus. That He was born of the Virgin Mary. He didn't have an earthly father. His father was Almighty God. And He grew up and He went out and He healed and He preached and He taught and He helped people. And then He gave Himself to be killed. Yes, He crucified on the cross. He let them do it. They took Him out and they nailed Him to the cross. He bled and bled and bled. And He died on that cross. Why did He do it? He did it for me, for you. To be atonement for our sins. He was our Savior. But they killed Him. They didn't like those people back there, the leaders and the religious leaders. They didn't like Him. I said they was ignorant, dumb, stupid people. But He did that for us that wanted Him. And what happened on the third morning after He was crucified? Do you believe that He rose again? You believe in that? I believe it. I believe He came out of that tomb. I don't believe that they had to roll the stone away. They had to roll the stone away so that people could look in there and see He was gone. But I believe He was already out before the stone was rolled away. He could go through walls. He could appear and disappear. He was Almighty Savior. Oh, praise God. Well, amen. I thank the Lord. My meditation of Him shall be sweet. I'll be glad. I just love to think about Jesus. My Jesus. I love the songs about my Jesus. My Jesus, I love Thee. I know Thou art mine. Isn't that a wonderful song? For Thee all the folly of sin I resign, my gracious Redeemer, my Savior art Thou. If ever I love Thee, my Jesus, did. William Featherstone was the man that wrote that song, and he was a young teenage boy when he wrote it. He just had gotten saved. Now, our book says London Hymn Book, but that's They need to change that because his name was William Featherstone. He lived till he was 27 years old. I hope he was still saved when he died. But he wrote that song at the age of 17 after he was had gotten saved. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I'm glad, my Jesus, I love thee. Oh, I'm just so glad to be his little one. I'll be glad in the Lord. My meditation of him shall be sweet. Well, praise the Lord. Well, we got some more scriptures here. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3. Oh, may God help us today. I'm glad I'm feasting on sweet things. I love sweet things. I love honey. I love to eat honey. Honey, they say, is good for you. Well, this kind of honey is good for you, too. Praise God. Oh, bless the Lord. Let's see. Proverbs 3:24. Let's go up a little bit above that. Speaking about the laws and commandments, let not them depart. 21 verse from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then thou shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Praise the Lord. Isn't it wonderful to lay down and have a good night of sleep, sweet sleep? Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord every time he gives me that. He does that most of the time. Once in a while, I have a little problem come along, but oh, the Lord helps us with that. Ecclesiastes 5:12 is another one about sweet sleep. Let's see if we can get that. Ecclesiastes 5. The sleep of a laboring man is sweet. Praise the Lord. Whether he eat little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. I'm glad to be one that has sweet sleep. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Proverbs 16:24. Oh, I thank the Lord for sweet things. I'm glad I don't have to have all these old bitter things that people are going after. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Oh, isn't that one of this? The pleasant words, the words of life, are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and pleasant health to the bones. And now let's see, Proverbs 24:13. I just got these scriptures. I just wanted to read them. My son, now listen to this. This is a good one too. My son, eat thou honey because it is good. It is good. It's good for you. I don't care about a lot of sugar. I may get a little sugar along with something else, but I don't like sugar. I don't like to use it. But I like honey because honey is something that God made. And you know, did you ever study about the bees? They're wonderful. Those little old creatures, you know what they do? They go out and get the nectar from the flowers, and they bring it and they digest it in their stomachs and bring it forth as honey. Now, that's what I've read that bees do. And look how they do, and look how they work, and how they toil. Oh, dear ones, this is wonderful. Eat thou honey, 24:13. My son, eat thou honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. Now, dear ones, that's how sweet the scriptures and the commandments and the judgments and the teachings and the sayings of our blessed Jesus and what he taught. They're good. They're sweet to our taste. and said, so shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then thou shalt, there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. That word reward there, it means there shall be a hereafter. That's what that word means. It shall be a hereafter. There's something after this life. If this life was all there was to it, it wouldn't be so important. But this is just the start. There's a hereafter. Oh, I'm glad to be able to get on the precious Word of God, the knowledge of wisdom, and enjoy the teachings of the Holy Bible. Psalm 27 and 7. The full soul loatheth a honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. That's something, isn't it? If you're hungry for the truth, even hard, difficult things won't be hard for you. No. Yes, praise the Lord. But if you're full, if you've got all top full up on all this junk down here, you're not going to be very hungry for the Word of God. But I thank the Lord we can be. Oh, praise the Lord. Ecclesiastes 11 and 7. I thank the Lord for the sweet Word of God. I appreciate how good He is. Truly, the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. You ever stop to think about how wonderful that sunlight is out there? Look at it. See how it's shining on everything? I like to watch it when it first comes up in the morning. Oh, and I like to watch it as it goes down of an evening. Big fiery ball. Where did it come from? Did it just happen to come? Did it just happen to be? No, God Almighty made that sun. They say it's 93 million miles away. I don't know how they come up with figures like that, but that's what they say. But anyway, it's a long ways off, but look what it does. It just goes and shines from day to day, and it ranges our seasons. That's right. Now, right now, it's coming back on the 21st of June. It was at the farthest, most northern point. But now it's gradually coming back. And in September the 21st, it'll be at midway. You watch it. It'll be at midpoint. Then it keeps on going. And then December the 21st or 22nd, it'll be at the farthest, most. And that's what makes our seasons. Now, you say that just happens to be? Oh, no. There's an almighty God that's put it up there. And I thank the Lord. They say even that there's vitamins in sunshine. Vitamin D in sunshine. My, he's a great God. He's a wonderful God. He's sweet. Isn't sunlight sweet? I just love the sunlight. I don't try to look at it full face very much, but I still like to try to glance at it now. But it's just a wonderful blessing. It's the sun. It's sweet. Light is sweet, and pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. Well, praise the Lord. Let's look at Song of Solomon, chapter 2 and 1. This is, to me, this is a prophecy of Jesus. This is Jesus. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. Praise the Lord. I love the songs we have about that. The Rose of Sharon, number 160 in our book. And then one of my favorites otherwise out of these books is the Lily of the Valleys. I found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see.
All I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow, in my comfort, in trouble, in my stay, He tells me every care on Him to roll. Hallelujah, He's the lily of the valley and the morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He all my grief has taken and all my sorrows borne. In temptation, He's my strong and mighty tower. I have all for Him forsaken and all my idols torn from my heart, and now He keeps me by His power. Though all the world forsake me and Satan tempt me sore, through Jesus I will safely reach and go. Hallelujah, He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He'll never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. Well, if I live by faith and do His blessed will, a wall of fire around me, I've nothing now to fear. With this manna I ate my hungry soul to fill. Then sweeping up to glory, I see His blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. Hallelujah, He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. I tell you, dear ones, it's wonderful. It's sweet honey. That's what He is to our soul. He's the fairest of 10,000. I'm so glad to be saved. I've been thinking about how the first year I came to Monarch back in 1950. I was not quite 12 years old, just a young boy. My mother and my sister Doris and my cousin Bertha Eck, they all rode end up in the front of our pickup. We had a big Dodge pickup, and they put a big box, great big wooden box, back in the back and set it on its side so my two brothers and I could ride in that box. And we left real early in the morning to come up here to Monarch, and we rode in the back of that box. Anyway, we got up here, and we had some wonderful times. I remember I used to like to come and sit with my mother back here in one of these seats in the service. That's why I wanted to do that. There was something sweet and wonderful about those services. I don't remember what was preached on. I don't remember much about what was said, but I just remember the influence of the truth and holiness and purity and righteousness of the saints. I remember seeing Brother and Sister Key, Ray and Sister Key. What was her? I can't remember what her first name was. She was a minister down in Louisiana.
Catherine.
Oh, my, yes. What's the matter with me? Catherine Key. Oh, they were precious. I remember they had a tent right up here. We didn't have all these cabins. Most of us stayed in tents. And anyway, she had a tent up there, and one morning I was coming from our cabin down, and she was out there combing her hair in front of her tent. And I was just a young boy, not quite 12, but I thought, that's the most beautiful woman I about ever saw. And I would go, and then I'd turn around and come back and walk by again. She was just a precious saint of God. Not only just beautiful outwardly, but in her heart and life, I tell you, I cherish the memory of her in later years as we come along and being in the meeting down in Louisiana different times. Oh, I tell you, dear ones, the saints of God, listen, I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of, and the lily of the valleys. As a lily among thorns, so is my love.
among the daughters. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. This is Jesus. I sat down under his shadow with great delight. His fruit was sweet to my taste. I tell you, it's been with Jesus, his fruit, the fruit of righteousness, the fruit of knowledge and wisdom, the fruit of comfort and love. I tell you, dear ones, it's been a comfort to me to have God. I'm so glad I got saved in 1956, 6 years after I was here. There was something, though, that happened in 54, I want to relate, that was a very strong impression to me. I was with the young people that on a Thursday night, and we were sitting right back in that part of the chapel. Thank you, son. And while we were sitting there, a couple, an older couple, they weren't real old. They were just in their 30s or early 40s. I think they were late 30s. Anyway, they walked in from the back there and sat down right in front of us. Brother John Wilson, one of our ministers, was up preaching. And he was preaching on time. That was his subject. Time. A scripture over there. How we do not know how short our time is, as in Psalms. Anyway, he was up preaching. And we were sitting back there, and this couple came in late. They were late getting there. I understood that she milked cows. They lived off over here somewhere. And she milked cows that evening. And I heard, hearing later she had asked prayer. She was afflicted in her body. Her name was Mayola Casto Johnson. Mayola. I imagine some of you might remember her. I don't know. But anyway, she was a real saint of God. And I remember her sitting back in the back there one morning as I come by, and she was belching. She had something wrong with her bad. Anyway, they come walking in, and they sat down, and she sat down right in front of me. And so the message went on, and in a little bit I saw Mayola turn, and Brother Harvey was to her right, and she put her hand on his shoulder. Oh, dear. And she's, her head went back, her mouth went open, and she was gone. She died right in front of me. Oh, I tell you, dear one, that was an impression to me. That touched my heart. Oh, it was really something. And there was a sister, Sister Imogene Taylor. She just passed away recently, and her Sister Evelyn Taylor and their girls were walking up through some of these tents that very night, about that time, and they heard the most beautiful singing. They heard her beautiful singing, and they stopped and they listened, and some of the girls was laughing and talking, and they told them, be still, so we could hear. And they listened and they heard that beautiful singing. And they believed that it was the angels that had come for Mayola and took her because she was a child of God. I'll never forget that sweet memories. That's sweet to my soul. I'll never forget that. Oh, it's just wonderful. I sat down under his shadow with great delight. His fruit was sweet to my taste. Oh, I thank the Lord. Another scripture I want to notice, along with some that I've just already brought out, is Proverbs 10 and 8, I believe it is. Oh, may the Lord help us. 10 and 7. The memory of the just is blessed. The memory of the just is blessed. And that word blessed there, it means it's a treasure. Did you know that godly people, the older I get, the more treasure as a memory of godly, holy, righteous saints. And I've got a little book here. I carry it with me most of the time. I've got over 1,000 names in this book of people, and most of them are saints. They're not all saints, but it's people that I've known. And I get it out every day almost and look and see whose was born on this day. I remember these dear, precious saints. They're a treasure to me. I like to think about them. I like to call their mind, my mind to them, and what they were and what they stood for. And then another thing, I'm going to meet them again someday. Isn't that wonderful? I want to see Jesus. But just think of all the saints down through the ages, down through the years of time that have lived and died. We'll all be together. It'll be a number no man can number. Over there in the 7th chapter, I believe it is, of Revelation, it brings it out. It shows that number before the throne. A number no man can number of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Oh, it'll be wonderful to be in that. Don't you think it'd be worth everything you'd ever go through with to be in that number, to be faithful and true to God? It'll be worth everything. This old world and all its vanity and pride, nothing. Just a bunch of junk. Oh, I thank the Lord. We have our cars. It's a blessing to have the cars. But I'll tell you, dear ones, I'm glad we won't have to have these old things up there in heaven. No, we'll have something better than this. I thank the Lord for the sweet hope I have, the sweet life the Lord's helping us to live, the sweet marriage we have, my wife and I, our happy life together, the sweet home, the sweet association with the saints, the sweet little congregation we've been with going on 25 years over there at Enid. Oh, well, everything is just sweet, sweet, sweet. May the Lord bless you is our prayer.